How did the tribute go? How did you like that?
Well, I was a little antsy about it. It's not like, in principle, it's not my idea, favorite thing to do, but as much as it's flattering. But then I got there, and I'd never been here before, and I saw what kind of place it was, and what the festival seemed to be really about, people that like to go to the movies and see good movies, and not so much, to be honest, not so many guys like you here.
Sure.
You know, it's not a journalist kind of driven.
Right.
It didn't seem that way. That's my first impression. And that the audiences were made up of a lot of people from all over, more or less really involved in any way in the movie business, you know. Like, yeah, some of the audiences in Toronto are that way. But Toronto still has that overall PR kind of
Yeah, I don't think
vibe.
I could do Toronto or Cannes. I don't usually do film festivals, so this is really the first major festival I've kind of attended.
Well, it seems pretty
manageable.
Low-key in a good way. And, my main concern was that we were showing the road and how people would feel about it. I mean, I feel that we did capture the essence of the book, you know, the important aspects of it emotionally and what the journey needed to be, you know. I think it works well. I think it looks beautiful. I think Javier Salove did an incredible job as a cinematographer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's painted perfectly for what it needed to be, and there's an understatement that hides the fact in a way that it's so complicated what he did as a photographer. I mean, I'm a photographer, and watch him every day, how he would do this with so little light, and how he would made of the bleakness something so beautiful in a way. That worked really well. But most of all, what's been good about coming here is that the people seem very involved. You know, I stayed after last night and this morning too. People wanted to talk, and people stayed, and they wanted to, and then they related very much to themselves, their families, situations that were maybe quite different from the movie, but somehow it struck a chord, which tells me that we got to the heart of the book in a way, because the book is McCarthy's most universally accepted, accessible book, I think,
right.
You know, in other countries. You know.
Yeah.
Yes, Oprah gave it the thumbs up and kind of helped launch it, but in other countries, people are just as anxiously waiting for this movie because the book really worked. It's a situation taken to an extreme, but between a parent and child, that anybody can relate to. Anybody can understand the concerns, you know, and by stripping everything away, not to make it about the environment or war or whatever, or famine or natural destruction. By stripping everything away, there's nowhere to hide, and it's really what on the surface is simple, you know, to people walking across a devastated landscape. Emotionally, it's very complicated.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a minefield emotionally for actors, but it's a great challenge. And, you know, my worries before we started shooting about, are we going to be able to find a boy that can make you feel what you feel reading the book, especially towards the end? And is he going to be able to do it? And are we going to be able to connect in a way that's real? Because there's no place to hide it, really. You have to believe in that love, in that difficult journey, not just physically, but emotionally, they're on. You have to believe that this kid has something. That he becomes the moral compass, that the boy becomes the man, you know, that in some sense, that the child becomes the teacher in a way, that the man can be at peace at the end in some way, knowing that the child, whatever happens to him, has not only learned, knows what love is, knows what compassion is, has the tools, not just physically and mentally, but emotionally, but that he's actually taught them. Man, something about all these things.
How did
that's
get
beautiful,
on?
And I thought that we got and Cody and
how did you get on with Cody? Huh?
Great. I mean, I think they found what they needed. It was almost miraculous what they found in him and what he did for us. Because no matter how well it had been shot and how well scripted and how hard everybody worked and how lucky we were, which we were with the weather and all that, and the locations, if that boy isn't bordering on genius and isn't able to transmit that wisdom and we can't connect in the way that we did, you don't have a movie. Mm-hmm. You know, and really, you know, as smart as Ilko was in casting, I mean, in getting that cinematographer, Javier, who I think deserves all the praise in the world, if he hadn't found him and he hadn't found Cody, I mean, those were the keys. As far as I'm concerned, that's what made it work for me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of feel like the centerpiece of the film for me was the scene with Robert Duvall.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And I just wonder if you could talk about that and the filming of that scene and getting to the moment that you needed to get to.
Well, what was interesting about that is that it was going fine as scripted. And Duvall is such a great actor that it was, you know, it was really good. But there was time for one more before we lost the light. With Johnny says, yeah, we can do one more. And we were just sort of sitting talking while they were setting up the camera, getting the fire ready for another take. And we just sort of talked about, well, let's just forget everything. Let's just do one for ourselves, you know. And I said, yeah, let's just let things happen. But there was nothing calculated. It was just like, let's just open our hearts, I guess, without saying it that way,
yeah.
As much as we can and see where it goes. And then suddenly he said, it was not scripted, and added that other layer, he said, he just threw me that line, I had a boy once.
Really? He threw that in there?
Yeah. And I suddenly realized, oh, it was just a wow. Okay. And I just went with him, you know? What happened to him? And that, all of a sudden, it was just magic. It was beautiful. It was beautiful, beautiful to watch him. But he also was, you know, and working with Cody and seeing how Cody was with him when we first encountered him on the road and all that, within a few minutes, you know, as we were rehearsing, he just looked at me and goes, where'd they find the kid? I think he saw something like a kindred spirit as far as an actor, even though he was very young and inexperienced relative to Duvall. He saw a kid that worked based on what was the scene before. He was so in the moment from take to take, which is exactly that's how Duvall got to that moment in the other scene, which is like being in the moment and going somewhere personally, you know, investing in it completely, emotionally. It was beautiful. And it gave me, I mean, that's what it's about. It's about reacting, you know, really good acting. And he gave me something to react to, and I gave him something back. And suddenly, the game was on, and it was beautiful.
What did you bring to the table as far as just kind of, it's a unique world, it's a universal concept, but it's a unique world. Mm-hmm. So what, from your life, I guess, did you bring to this role in order to kind of find your way into the character?
Well, I mean, I did think about my relationship with my own son, who's now 21, and the evolution of that, mistakes I've made, things I've learned from him. You know, I was just as honest as I could about that. But it pretty soon, once I started working with Cody, it was beyond a blood relative thing. It was just about two people.
It's like a dance, I guess.
Yeah, being forced to be completely, sometimes brutally honest with each other, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's when you take everything away, and that's all you got. You know, I'm still alive, my heart's still beating, you're still alive, your heart's still beating. What are we going to do now? How do you behave? How do you act under extreme circumstances, under a great deal of stress, tiredness, hunger, regret, fear? Fear is a constant.
Yeah.
How do you react? Not always very well. Do you recognize that? Do you learn from that? Those things are very basic, and when you take everything away, that's all you can deal with. Just like a person who's homeless, who lives on the street, whether by choice or not, they're thinking about what we were thinking about in the story. Where am I going to get food? How do I stay dry? How do I keep people from taking my stuff? And how do I keep people from hurting me or hurting who I'm with? And what would I do? What am I capable of? What horrible things am I capable of? And what things will I draw, you know, a moral line in the sand about. You know, those, all those things are ass, and there's, it's pretty in your face emotionally. It's like, you're asked to deal with the most basic questions of human existence, and you know, the, it's about the most beautiful things about human beings, and about the most, the ugliest things about human beings, this movie.
And how did John fit into all of that, John Hillcoat? How did the relationship with the director and him kind of, I guess...
I think that, you know, apart from picking a really good crew and casting the movie well, I think that he has, one of his real strengths is doing something that was crucial in this movie, is how's it going to look? What's the approach going to be visually? You know, the fact that it would be very organic and brutal visually, really, and uncompromising, and the style of filming would not be gimmicky at all. That was really key. You know, I mean, he set up a place for us to try to be, to tell the story, to go on that emotional journey that was perfect. You know, that was a real strength.
You mentioned the cinematography. There's one shot, actually, that has stood out to me ever since, and it's the scene when you go, the man goes to his old house, and he's sitting there, and it's shot, it's at a mirror, and there's like...
Well, what it is he sits down on the couch, and he's looking at the TV. It's broken, and then you are on
the TV,
and it's me reflected in the TV.
And there's like a
drip of water coming down.
Almost
the
looks like you're crying, the way it's... Kind of like the old Conrad L. Hall shot from... The Truman Capote in Cold Blood.
Yeah, I was actually, but you can't really see that. But it's really the TV, you know. I mean, it was at that kind of moment, because even the cushion, which was something that just happened there, was, because I just looked at it and turned it over, and of course, it's not filthy and water damaged and faded.
Right.
The color is still vibrant underneath, as you find when you look at a couch.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
An old couch. But there's something that I think most people can relate to there. And those are things that John was attentive to, the look and things, the feel of the place, and the design people he had were great. When I grabbed the cushion, I thought about a cushion from my childhood. It was a different color, but the pattern was not unlike a couch that we had when I was, you know, a teenager. And that's something that's immediate. That's what's great about a visual medium as opposed to a book where it's described.
Yeah.
It's like you turn that over and you look, and it's like, yeah, there's your childhood.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anybody can relate to that. Or it's, that's even stronger than saying, which is also really nice and scripted, where I say, this is where we used to hang our Christmas stockings. And I look at my son, he doesn't know what a Christmas is or Christmas stocking. I mean, it's pointless. But there's something beautiful about that. And there it's not living in regret. He's in the moment when he looks at his son and realizes that you're bored or you're troubled by the fact. I try to keep from him as much as I can, him seeing me being upset. But like any kid who's smart, he knows, he sees a lot.
Sure. And that to me is the most fascinating aspect of the relationship, is that these are two people from different worlds.
Yeah.
Even
well, the kid's in the moment. He doesn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't know what it was like.
Exactly.
Only from what I tell him. Do you think there's any crows? I don't think so. If there were, could they fly to Mars? I'm like, I doubt it. No.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and he doesn't know what flowers and trees with leaves on them are. He doesn't know what rabbits and squirrels and mosquitoes and ants and snakes are.
Mm-hmm.
Green grass. He doesn't know what a peach is, you know. Doesn't know. So he accepts. He's okay with, he's not totally okay, he's afraid, but he's okay. He accepts the world he lives in. I'm constantly thinking about the world that's not, that's gone.
Right.
That includes his mom. You know? And if there's one thing that keeps me alive beyond any food we find, it's him. You know?
Yeah.
That's essential to the story. And I think you get that. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have lasted as long as I did.
And you mentioned the mom there. This is my last question, actually. Working with Charlize.
I liked it a lot. I think she did a great job. And I think that is one specific aspect of the movie. They're different, you know, it's one medium and another. I think that the role of the mother, of the woman, works better in the movie in a certain way, because when I read the book, and I've read it several times, the woman, in a way, it's not too hard to go, to think she made the wrong decision or she was weak and I'm on the side of the man's decision. In the movie, I think her decision is rational. It's quite understandable. She's got a point. She may well be right that that's the smart way to go. You know, faced with the insurmountable odds and the desperate, I mean, there's the hopelessness of the situation and the very real possibility of your life ending in a horrible way.
Right.
And thinking about the kid and all that. You know, she makes a good point and is allowed to make, her character is allowed to make a good point. So when they have that face-off where the man says, no, I'm not going there. It's not the man's right, she's wrong. I understand. I think, you know, and that's an improvement. I think it's somehow, in a subtle way, fleshed out. It's more layered, her character. I thought it worked.